the one that's pretty Auburn Law. Whom do you see? It's little Orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little she, this little Orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow, there's a store of healthiness handy. My side's always on the go. If you want to know, art set Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth a while if you could be like little Orphan Annie?
Well, here it is, 5:45 again, the time when you hear Orphan Annie before drinking your Ovaltine every night. If you haven't sent for your ring yet, you certainly want to get busy right away. Believe me, you're going to be thrilled when you see what a beauty it is, and how big and shiny and expensive looking it is, because it's a genuine gold-plated ring. Yes, sir, it's finished in genuine 24-carat gold plate, with a special rose gold finish over that. And just imagine how bright and shiny it will be. And besides, it's an automatic fitting ring, so you can adjust it exactly right for nearly any finger you want to wear it on. But remember, that's only the beginning. Just wait till you see the keen-looking stone that's set in this ring. Boy, it's a sparkler. It's a handmade, simulated birthstone, specially imported from Europe. What's more, it's a big stone, 3/8 of an inch across, and it sets up high on a stylish, modernistic setting in your ring, so nobody can miss seeing it shining and sparkling when you wear it. And best of all, it will be your own special birthstone. Yes, sir. Annie sees that you get the right birthstone in your ring for the month you were born in. For example, if your birthday comes in October, like Annie's does, you'll get a beautiful simulated rose zircon in your ring. Or if you were born in January, your stone would be a simulated red garnet. Or if your birthday comes in February, you'd get a simulated amethyst, a beautiful purple stone in your ring. And you should see the other birthstones for all the other different months. They're all beauties, too, and your ring will be different from everybody else's, unless their birthday comes the same month as yours. Besides all that, remember, this ring shows everybody the exact month you were born in and the special birthday sentiment for your month. Now, just think of that. For example, if your birthday comes in October like Annie's does, your ring will have October spelled right out in the middle, close to the stone where everybody can see it. And on the other side of the stone, it will say Hope, because that's the special birthday sentiment for October. Say, Dad, you imagine how proud you'll be to own a wonderfully different ring like that? With your own birthstone and birth month and birthday sentiment right on it? Nobody ever had a ring like it before. We've seen some rings with imported simulated stones like these selling for as much as $2 to $4 in the store. But you can't buy an Orphan Annie birthday ring like this anywhere. They're not for sale because they were made up specially just for Annie's radio friends, who are drinking Ovaltine every day. Then you can get one for only 10 cents in coin and just one Ovaltine aluminum seal. That's the biggest bargain you've ever seen. So don't lose any more time, but send for yours right away, because here's all you have to do. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Next, put down your birthday month, showing the exact month in which you were born. That's very important so Annie will know exactly what kind of birthstone to have put in your ring. Then, just mail that paper in, together with all of the thin, round aluminum seal from underneath the lid of a can of Ovaltine, and also 10 cents in coins. Mail it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. That's all there's to it. So remember, you put three things in the envelope when you send in for your ring. First, you put in the paper with your name, address, and birthday month printed plainly. Second, you put in an Ovaltine aluminum seal. And third, you put in 10 cents in coin. And then just mail the whole thing in to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. And Annie will send you your beautiful gold-plated birthstone ring just as fast as she can. So get busy right now. And now, tonight's adventure starts right where we left off yesterday, in Mr. Caslin's newspaper office in Simmons Corners. You remember, Jake, the owner of the Emporium, was telling Mr. Caslin and Annie and Joe how he was so sick that he'd have to close the store every afternoon and take a nap. Oh, but listen to what Mr. Caslin had to say to that.
Yes, Jake, I got an idea.
Maybe it's an idea I should use, huh?
Well, now listen, Jake. Not only concerns you, but these two children here, too.
Us?
Uh-huh. Here's poor Jake. He's sick. He probably oughtn't to be working at all.
You should take the words out of my mouth, Mr. Coughlin. That's what Dr. Riggs says, too. He says you're a sick one, all right, Jake. Maybe you shouldn't work at all.
I thought so.
But what should happen to the business if I shouldn't work?
Well, you have to keep the emporium running.
Dr. Riggs, he says every afternoon should I have a nap. I should close my store just so I could have a nap yet.
Well, listen, Jake, here's my idea. Why not get Annie and Joe here to help you run the emporium?
How?
Golly!
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea. Come down and help you out afternoons after school and on Saturdays. What do you think of that, Annie?
Leaping lizards? I don't know. I don't know, Mr. Caslin. I never attended the store before.
Neither did I.
What do you think of the idea, Jake?
Do you think they could do it yet, Mr. Caslin?
Can't think of anybody around Simmons Corners that could do it any better. What would you do if you didn't get anybody to help you?
What could I do, Mr. Caslin? Only close up the Emporium early and go have that nap. That's what the doctor says.
Well, that's just why you'd be making a big mistake, Jake. You have to keep the Emporium open from 9 o'clock until 6 every day. If people came there and found the front door locked and nobody around, what do you suppose they'd think?
Such a business.
They'd think you'd gone out of business, Jake. They'd stop going to the Emporium.
If 6 people stop coming to the Emporium, there shouldn't be any business yet.
Well, that's the whole idea. You want to keep the store open the regular hours every day. Now, you can't do that and have a rest every day like the doctor orders unless you get some help.
I can't pay no great big salaries, you see.
I don't think Annie and Joe here'd want a whole lot of money, would you, Annie and Joe?
Oh, golly, Mr. Caslin, we'd be glad to do it, just to help out Jake. He's sick and he has to take it easy.
No, you can't work for nothing. That ain't fair either.
Well, gee, Jake, we haven't even said we'd do it yet. I'm still thinking it over.
Not scared, are you, Annie?
Well, of course we're not scared, Mr. Caslin. It's only that we don't know anything about running a store, that's all.
It's a business.
You could show them, couldn't you, Jake?
Sure, I show them. It ain't nothing, only knowing yet what everything costs and making change and wrapping bundles.
Jumping grasshoppers. I've got an idea there's a whole lot more than that to it.
Well, maybe there is, Annie. The thing you ought to do is go down to the Emporium with Jake and find out. He's sick and the doctor says he should have a rest every afternoon. You can help him out afternoons and Saturdays. It's getting along towards the cold weather now, and there isn't much to do outside.
I suppose it would keep us busy. Well, why do you think we could do it, Mr. Caslin?
I reckon I know what you two children can do. Helped me a lot with the Gazette and Chronicle, didn't you, when I first came here? I got an idea you can do the same thing for Jake. Probably make things hum up and down Main Street here for a while. I guess Simmons Corners could stand a little of that.
Gee, I don't know. What do you think, Joe?
Shucks, Annie, I don't know. It's up to you.
I like you should help me, Annie. You got a good business head, I bet.
I like the idea, Annie. It ought to be a lot of fun tending store.
You could do it. You know how to make change and talk to people. There's nothing for you to be afraid of.
Oh, we're not afraid, Mr. Caslin. I'm just thinking, that's all.
I pay you, Annie and Joe. It won't be much, but I pay you.
Oh, that's not it, Jake. It's not the money we're thinking about. We'd be glad to help you out, wouldn't we, Joe?
Sure.
No. You shouldn't work and not get paid. I pay you, yes.
You wouldn't have to give us any more than you thought we were worth. We could work for a while, and then you could decide how much we were worth.
I know what had happened. Before long, Jake would be giving the two of you an interest in the business.
I ain't got no partners yet, Mr. Coughlin. There ain't nobody to keep the Emporium going after I'm gone.
Well, before long, you'll probably have two of them. I know these children, Jake.
Sure. I know them pretty good myself.
Well, it's up to you, Annie. What do you think?
How about it, Joe?
I'll do anything you want, Annie. You go ahead and decide.
All right, we'll do it.
There you are, Jake. Now you can go right ahead and be as sick as you want. You got a couple of the best assistants in Simmons Corners.
Oh, no, Mr. Caslin. We want him to get well. That's why we're going to help him.
You come down to the Emporium after school tomorrow, huh? Tomorrow I got to go by Sunfield and see that specialist.
Sure, we'll be down tomorrow, Jake. You can start teaching us what to do. I don't expect we'll learn it all in one afternoon, but we'll try hard anyhow.
It's hardest learning what everything is. You learn what all the stock is, and then it's easy.
Well, we'll see when we get down there tomorrow. We'll come right after school tomorrow, Jake.
You are lifesavers, maybe, huh? I shouldn't forget how you helped me out.
Oh, golly, Jake. Don't be pinning any bouquets on us till you see how we do. Maybe we won't make storekeepers after all.
Sure you will. Sure you will. You got the good business head. I can see it. I can see it plain.
Well, the big thing is, Jake, you can go ahead with your ducks. You won't have to worry about the emporium. I know Annie and Joe look after it just as well as anybody could.
We'll do our best, won't we, Joe?
Sure we will.
Now I got to hurry back by the store. Maybe there's been a lot of customers. Maybe I lose some good business. I got to go, Mr. Coslin. It's all right now about that $22.15?
Sure, Jake. Your credit's good as the Gazette pronto. If you want to run another ad in the meantime, you just let me know.
I got nothing special to sell right now, Mr. Coslin. I don't need no advertising yet. But I pay you that $22.15 in 2 weeks.
It's all right, Jake.
I got to go now.
Hey there, be careful. You look a little bit wobbly.
It's like the bell on the front door yet ringing in my ears.
Hey, you better sit down again for a minute.
No. I'll be all right now. I got to get back to the store.
You be careful now.
You want Joe and me to walk back to the store with you, Jake?
No. I'll be all right. See, I'm all right now, I am. Goodbye, Mr. Coslin.
Goodbye, Jake.
Won't I see you and him, Joe, at the store tomorrow afternoon?
Sure, Jake.
Jake, what's the matter? Hey there, Joe. Grab him.
Here, Jake. Oh, gosh, he almost fell over.
You better sit down again, Jake.
It's all right now. I feel better now. I got to get back to the emporium.
I think you children are better taking back there. I don't think he can make it himself.
No. I'm all right.
See here now, Jake. I don't think you could get across the street by yourself. You let Annie and Joe take you back to the store.
Sure, Jake. We'll take you back.
I don't see how you'll be able to get to Sunfield to see that specialist by yourself tomorrow. Ought to have somebody to go with you.
I should get a little rest. I'll be all right.
You better rest all day then, so as you'll be able to go. Say, how are you going to get over there?
I take the bus.
Nothing doing. You get one of the boys from the livery stable to drive you over. Probably be glad to do it for a dollar. Then you'll have somebody to look after you.
We could go with you, Jake.
No. You got to stay watch the store.
I better get him back to the emporium now, Annie and Joe, so he can get rested up. He ought to be in bed now. That's where he ought to be.
We'll take care of him, Mr. Caslin. Come on, Jake.
Well, isn't that just like our Annie? She's pitching right in and helping poor old Jake already. And say, won't it be fun when Annie and Joe start tending the store? But I wonder what Mr. and Mrs. Silo are going to say when they hear the news. And don't forget what I told you. If you haven't sent in for your Orphan Annie birthday ring yet, you certainly want to get busy right away. Because thousands of boys and girls everywhere are sending in for this beautiful gold-plated birthday ring with a big, shiny, sparkling birthstone in it, and they'll all begin wearing theirs mighty soon now. So ask your mother to get a can of Ovaltine at her drug or grocery store right away. And as soon as you get it, take out all of that thin, round aluminum seal from underneath the lid of the can and send it in together with 10 cents in coin and a piece of paper showing your name, address, and birthday month printed plainly. Mail it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. And then Annie will send you your beautiful gold-plated birthstone ring just as fast as she can. And don't forget, be here right on time tomorrow at 5:45 to hear the exciting things that'll be happening to Annie next. So until tomorrow at 5:45 then, goodbye.